All right, let's go to Buffalo for a second because their general manager, Brandon Bean, called in, I believe, to our sister station, WGR 550, our friends up there. I don't think it was Mike Shope who we've had on the show, but it was WGR 550. And he heard them as he was waiting on hold talking about their draft. And I guess the hosts were maybe critical of the fact they didn't go heavy on wide receiver or something like that. Listen to this.
No, it was. It was. I was just listening to the last few minutes of your show before I came on, waiting on here.
All right.
Sounds like 2018 all over with you guys.
Well, we're very... How so?
Well, you guys were bitching in 2018 about Josh Allen. You guys wanted Josh Rosen, and now you guys are bitching that we don't have a receiver. I don't get it. Like, we just scored... Hold on, let me talk. Scored 30 points in a row for 8 straight games. A year ago, I get you guys asking why we didn't have receivers, but I don't understand it now. You just saw us lead the league in points when you add all the postseason. No one scored more points than the Buffalo Bills, including the Super Bowl champions. So you just saw us do it without Stephon Diggs, same group. How is this group not better than last year's group? Like, our job is to score points and win games. Where do we need to get better? Defense. We did that. So I get it. You got to have a show, and you got to have something to bitch about, but bitching about wide receiver is one of the dumbest arguments I've heard.
So I love that. That's Brandon Bean, the GM. I appreciate the honesty. How often do you ever see, other than Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, pretty rarely will you ever hear a general manager, front office member publicly on the record on a radio
triggered.
Show. Just, yeah, he clearly was. Yeah.
I like it.
But I appreciate it. Now, I actually think he has a decent point, too, with what he was arguing. But that,
so we're the number one offense in the league. I'm sorry. Do you want us to score more points than that?
I love that.
Drew, you sounded like you were anti the scoring more points thing yesterday. But also, Cincinnati's plan is we scored a lot of points last year. What if we just scored more?
Oh,
Brandon Bean's point makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. The thing that's interesting about it is, would you say it was defense that, in the end, I guess, lost them the game? I mean, they gave up 32 points in the...
Yeah,
in the conference title game, but it wasn't like they were, you know, gangbusters on offense in terms of what they did passing wise. I mean, Josh Allen threw for 227 yards. The leading receiver was Mac Hollins. Like, I think there's levels to this where
sure.
you shouldn't complain about the offense and everything like that. I get that they put up the points and all that other stuff, but if you have an opportunity to go and get somebody else who can be a number one wide receiver for you, maybe they don't see that in the draft. Fine.
But the problem
I don't know if complaining about it's right, but I also think not bringing it up and saying there was no need to draft a wide receiver at all because look at how many points they scored. I don't think that's necessarily correct either.
I mean, I just think his point is valid, as in they spent an entire year talking about it, and I didn't think they had enough weapons offensively. They were one of the top two offenses in the NFL last year. So like whoever they had a wide receiver was not the problem offensively. Mm-hmm. And like, to his point, by the way, the most dehumanizing part of that is when the guy tries to finish, like, let me finish my thought. Just, you know, step aside. Okay. Shut up for a minute. That was, might as well be said, shut up for a second. I'm talking.
I think you can argue though, that it was
so
that
funny.
Part of the, like them being unlocked as a definitive, like team that is the toughest team to beat. Josh Allen was 14th in the league last year in passing yards. It's not like he was throwing the ball all over the, Lamar Jackson should have won the MVP if we're being totally honest. I think we all agree with that.
Correct.
Josh
but he
Allen,
did win it, right? He did win it, though.
Yeah, he is the MVP.
Josh Allen had the 14th most passing yards in the league. It's not like he was top 5. He wasn't even top 10. He was barely top 15 in passing yards. So I think there is some validity to, we need other people to throw the ball to other than really James Cook. Because their offense was James Cook and Josh Allen last year. Even Khalil Shakir, he was fine.
But the offense scored points. It has scored points every year.
I know, but again, if they had limitations last year on offense, that may, look, if they have another wide receiver who's maybe a little bit better, then maybe they go into that game against the Chiefs and they end up winning the game. Like, if you look at the last two games that Josh Allen had in the playoffs, he threw for 127 yards against the Ravens, and he threw for 227 against the Chiefs. That's not going to get it done in the playoffs.
I mean, it got it done against the Ravens, for what it's worth. Like, I get your point, but like, it did technically get it done against one of those teams.
I think also people are asking, like, did Brandon Bean just call it? He was scheduled to be a guest on the show. He was on hold and he heard them. No, he did not just like randomly call in. That would be wild. No, he wasn't driving around and said, you know what? Screw this. Pick up the phone and call.
My
understanding is he was just scheduled for an interview. He was waiting on hold, heard them talk about the wide receivers. And I think that's what happened.
Well, and mind you, the Ravens turned the ball over three. The Ravens lost that game because they turned the ball over three times and the Bills didn't. I think, again, they won the game and they got to the AFC title game, but I don't think we can sit here and say, yeah, I love the wide receiver room of Khalil Shakir, Keon Coleman, and Mac Hollins. It looks great. I get why there would be some pushback, but to Brandon Bean's point, we did score a lot of points in that game, but it's not because they had a great passing offense. It's because they had James Cook, who now wants to get paid $20 million.
But that's not like, you know, the point is not where the offense comes from. It's that you have offense, and that's what they're better doing. And I would like, the text line's like, I don't know, like the level of professionalism. I wouldn't care if Brett Veach called in right now. If he's been listening to Alex and I complain about the fact
that
our biggest complaint is that they didn't get a running back in the earlier rounds and we wanted him to have a high upside guy to go with it. If Brett Veach wanted to call in right now and be like, you two are idiots, and let me tell you why you're idiots, and what, fine, cool, I don't care.
More than happy for that to happen and have that conversation.
Numbers 913-586-7965, Brett, go nuts. But like, I don't, like, I like that Bean did this. He's standing on ground that this is their plan.